It's Thursday, March 5th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. El-Shabaab, the Somali terrorist group, has told all Christians to leave northeastern Kenya with an audio clip that threatened all those who are, quote, non-Muslim believers, end quote. The Worldview spoke to Nathan Johnson, Africa Director for International Christian Concern, about how vulnerable Kenyan Christians are to attacks from Somalia.
There's a couple of factors that come to play when you're talking about Al-Shabaab and eastern Kenya. The problem is that the border between Kenya and Somalia is very porous, it's very open, and it's very hard for Kenya to be able to stop people from coming across from Somalia into their country. Just think about the same issues we have here in the U.S. with securing our southern border. It's hard to secure that large of an open area. So Al-Shabaab conducts many of their attacks from Somalia. They come into Kenya, conduct the attacks, and then go right back into Somalia for protection.
Johnson said that there is one pastor they know who has chosen to stay in the danger zone next to Somalia.
We do know of a pastor who's been there for decades. I mean, he comes from that area. He is clearly staying to try and continue to evangelize to the population. It's definitely hard for him as he's watched his community dwindle.
Johnson asked that Christians pray for those in Kenya who have lost a family member to the attacks of Al-Shabaab, for safety from further attacks, and for steadfastness in the faith. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The United States signed an historic peace deal with Taliban militants on Saturday. The treaty aims at ending nearly 20 years of fighting in Afghanistan that started after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The deal plans for the withdrawal of 13,000 U.S. troops from Afghanistan, conditioned on the Taliban meeting certain objectives, including cutting ties with terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. California officials reported the first coronavirus death in the state on Wednesday. The individual was an elderly person with underlying health conditions. This brings the coronavirus death toll in the United States to 11, with over 100 cases as of yesterday. The rest of the deaths occurred in Washington state. The U.S. House of Representatives approved an $8.3 billion bill yesterday to fight the coronavirus and develop a vaccine. U.S. Attorney General William Barr addressed the National Religious Broadcasters Christian Media Convention in Nashville, Tennessee last week and defended Christianity in the public square.
In recent years, we have seen the steady erosion of religion and its benevolent influence on our communal life. Some of this has been caused by the misinterpretation of the Establishment and Free Exercise Clauses of our Constitution by our courts. Instead of recognizing the benefits of religion to a healthy society and seeking to accommodate religion, we seem to have adopted the posture of official hostility to religion. This is directly contrary to the framers' views.
Barr called on local journalists to serve higher ends, the safeguarding of faith, saying, quote, "In this secular age, it is especially vital that your religious perspective is voiced," end quote. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 32, "Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven." The U.S. Supreme Court started hearing oral arguments in a major abortion case on Wednesday. The case concerns a Louisiana law that requires abortionists to have active admitting privileges with a hospital within 30 miles. If the law took effect, two of the three abortion mills in Louisiana would have to shut down. In January, the Trump administration filed a brief with the Supreme Court in favor of the pro-life law. Disturbingly, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer threatened Trump's two conservative justices yesterday if they went forward with anti-abortion rulings. Listen to his outrageous rant on the steps of the Supreme Court.
"I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions."
Billionaire Mike Bloomberg suspended his campaign for president on Wednesday after poor results in Super Tuesday. Bloomberg joined other former Democratic candidates Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Beto O'Rourke in endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden in his comeback against Bernie Sanders. With Biden's big comeback on Super Tuesday, the markets also bounced back on Wednesday despite the coronavirus outbreaks, which still keeps investors in check. Biden, considered less likely to raise taxes and pass new regulations compared with Sanders, seemed to encourage the markets with his victory this week. And finally, school resource officer Deandra Warren has walked the halls of Wynn Public Schools in Arkansas for years. Not only is he on guard for the 600 students, he also prays for them every day. A February 29th picture posted on Facebook shows Warren bowing his head at the school flagpole in prayer. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14 guides Warren in his prayers. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, March 5th of the year of our Lord, 2020, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.